This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another opportunity for us to learn what works and what doesn't and how we can help the nation's family farmers. I'm a family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day American Family Farmer Review for the week. I've spent a lot of time thinking about biofuels and how we deal with this issue. So in a few minutes, we're going to meet Rob LaRue from the National Farmers Union. He's going to help us understand what the conflict is, what the solution is to the problem. The controversy will be reviewed, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea here on this program, if you're new, is to help you find strategies to keep your farm afloat. I was thinking back a couple of years ago, or I don't know, maybe it was 10 years ago, and the price of corn was over $8, and beans were at 17. There was a lot of money being spent on new equipment and buying land, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then in 2008, 2009, farmers suffered the same thing that everybody else did in terms of the realities of our economic situation going into the bucket. We've all had a hard time. Dairy people still are having a hard time. Some with specialized crops are doing much better, but there's still a lot of $3 and $4 corn around. But I guess it depends on where you are. My overview this week has a focus on the weather because I have in the last 3 or 4 years become not dependent on the farm, but I'm raising replacement dairy heifers, Jerseys for the most part, Nashiers. And I'm also raising various crops, but mostly hay. We have a lot of hay. We sell 40,000-50,000 bales of square bales of hay, and probably 4,000-6,000 round bales on from 800 acres of hay land around the central part of Massachusetts. So I'm trying to think about what other people. We're having a heck of a time this year. Last year was the drought. This year we have so much rain. The last 10 days, 2 weeks or so, brought some warmer, drier air. But I've seen a lot of fellas who have gone out and they're trying to plant corn still. It's too late to do that now. A lot of people are asking, what can they plant successfully to get something? And you can plant, it's too late for silage, for corn silage. We can put stuff out, the Sudan grass, the sorghum, that sort of thing. That's something that, the cows like that sort of haylage, and so that will work well for you. And then there are those who are trying to plant hemp. That's a big thing. There are many people who are getting into the hemp business to keep their farm afloat. Hemp is a product that's a derivative of marijuana, or I'm not sure. I think it's the other way around. I think hemp is the original. It's a weed, actually. You know, I get a kick out of people talking about smoking weed. Marijuana is a weed. It's cultivated now, but originally was a weed. And so the stuff that comes from it, if you look around, and I have some fields like I've got mustard grass in it, I can have a heck of a time getting it out of the field. And sometimes you see other things that are growing in there that look just like marijuana plants. I didn't even know what a marijuana plant looked like until somebody said, oh, there's a marijuana over there. It looks just like another weed. And so growing hemp is becoming big. It's easy to grow. And one of the things, if you have a state that's legalized medical marijuana or a state that is, my state of Massachusetts, legalizing just recreational marijuana, the huge opportunities, that's pretty specialized and pretty tough. You got to have a strong stomach and a pretty strong, you got to have a bankroll to get you going. Hemp, not necessarily. You can plant the hemp like the corn. I've done some research to try to figure out how I can use it in some of the cornfields that we don't need anymore, or hay fields where we have too much. It'll be a crop that many of you can grow because there's a market for it. And the profitability, as I've looked at it, looks to me to be maybe twice as much as you can get for hay. If you average maybe $250, $300 an acre in profit for hay, you'll realize $400 to $500 an acre in hemp sales. It's hard to bale it. You can bale it, but it's very oily. And so it needs different types of equipment. There's some people who just chop it up so they can get the seeds, the hemp seeds, because that's used for oil. It's very medicinal, some of the stuff that you make. And then, of course, there's rope. There's all kinds of things you can do with it. And some of the sillier people in government around say, oh, I can't grow on hemp because it'll be just like marijuana. That's the stupidest thing, the most ludicrous approach to this, and it just shows how ignorant some people are. Hemp is extraordinarily beneficial in many ways, whereas marijuana is kind of a one-trick pony. Hemp is used for all kinds of things, and it's very easy to grow. 60, 70 days, you got a crop. Sometimes you get two in the Northeast a year, sometimes more. It depends on where you're growing it, but something for you to think about, I think, all of you who are trying to have your farm survive. This program aimed at helping farmers, helping people who have family-run agricultural businesses. We approach different problems every week, as I said. And then there's the locavore movement, those people who are supporting your farm at this time of year, coming to your farm, buying all of your produce. And maybe if you're smart or able to, you sell the milk you produce on your farm as well. That's a way of surviving. If you have an older farm, or you can create a bottling situation, making ends meet, but just barely by selling milk at, what is it, 18 bucks a hundredweight or 1900 bucks, the more cows you have. I never could produce milk for less than 20, 21 bucks a hundredweight, and more recently it was $24, $25 a hundredweight. So I don't know how these people are working as they milk more cows and have fewer people labor on, less labor on the farm, but woof, what a difficulty. So then there are those who grow corn to be used in biofuels, and corn that's used in ethanol, that kind of stuff. So we'll explore that with Rob LaRue from National Farmers Union in a few minutes, see if that's something that you ought to be doing or thinking about on your farm operation to help you survive. I would like you to take a moment. I have just gotten a new Works drill that I'm using on the farm, W-O-R-X, the Works drill. If you've never seen one of these puppies, you really need, you can go online, W-O-R-X, just Google that. Or you can actually follow my Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, and you'll see all kinds of things in there about the Works Tool Giveaway, W-O-R-X Tool Giveaway. What we're asking you to do is add the hashtag DJVWorks when you go to Facebook.com Twitter or Instagram. Anything that's identified with the DJV show, you can tell your story. If you'd like one, then all you have to do is send us a note and tell us why you want the artificial advanced intelligent drill that they have. Or you can, there's a Blade Runner lightweight portable benchtop saw that's very cool. And then just tell us what it is about it that you would think would be handy on your farm. Why should you win our Works Tool Giveaway?
Attention. Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait. Call now. 800-801-4950.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
We parents hear our kids say lots of things that can get us pretty worked up. Things like,
look, Mom, no hands.
And,
ouch, that hurts.
Look, you'll never completely stop worrying about your kids. But you can breathe a little easier with free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP programs in your state. The truth is, they're covering more kids and teens than ever before. So even if you've applied in the past, even if you don't qualify, your kids can now be eligible for regular doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and more. So the next time you hear,
"Ooh, I don't feel so good,"
relax. Your kids can be covered.
Get us kids covered today. Families of four earning up to $49,200 a year or more may qualify. Just go to insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
16 past the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Rod LaRue, who's the Vice President of Policy and Communications at the NFU, the National Farmers Union. The idea is to focus now on the National Farmer Union position on biofuels, renewable fuel standards, and the farm economy. That's what your overall job is, to kind of be involved in most of the things that go on at the National Farmers Union, Rob, right?
That's correct, Doug.
All right, so let's talk about the EPA and the Trump administration's proposed set of obligations for the renewable fuel standards. Now, this, to some people, is just gobbledygook. Let's start there. What are we talking about? When we talk about renewable fuel standards, what are we really talking about?
Right. Well, each year the administration has an obligation because of the law, underpinning law here, the renewable fuel standard, to put out a target, if you will, for the amount of different sets of renewable fuels to be produced, to be able to meet the RFS, if you will. Now, they have some flexibility to raise that, to lower it a little bit, but there are numbers in the statute that the goal is to meet. And so over the years, we've had delays with this sometimes. We've had changes back and forth. The reason why this is important for the renewable fuels industry, whether it's ethanol, biodiesel, or more advanced fuels, is because that number is sending a signal to the market, to investors, to the rest of the fuels marketplace on where they should be putting their resources and where the future is going to be. Because of the renewable fuel standard, we've had tremendous growth in this industry. And in spite of some concerns, I think, in the early years, that this was going to drive up the cost of corn so high that it was going to put livestock producers at a challenge, obviously now we still have high production of renewable fuels, including ethanol, and a lot of corn going in there. And as we all know, corn prices are not sky high at this point. So they're not necessarily linked there, and in fact, we have seen that with, you know, the growth of the renewable fuels market, rural communities have actually benefited from this. And so it is our goal here at National Farmers Union to make sure that we maintain this. There are some efforts in Congress to try to rip this apart, but we want it strong. Most recently, the Trump administration came out with what they call their volume obligations, and that's that number that they set kind of for the future. And the challenge here is that they haven't necessarily gone very much higher on the ethanol side, which is probably fine. They certainly didn't lower it. But the big challenge here is that they have lowered the number for the advanced fuel. And the problem here is that, again, this sends a signal to the market that maybe the dedication to this isn't there, and that can impact biodiesel production, which can qualify for advanced fuel. And if we're going to be moving this industry beyond strictly corn ethanol, then we need to make sure that these obligations and the volumes are high.
All right. Well, let's think about that, not get stuck in the weeds. Actually, weeds would be good for ethanol production as well as corn. Continuing with our focus on how to help your farm, the man with us is Rob LaRue from the National Farmers Union.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up any time of the night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turned from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker down.
American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. And a really organized effort, at least I hope you think it's organized. It's right. It's trying to be organized. Our view of what's happening to our food, the system that is a mess, and I wonder how Trump really does enter into all of these equations. I want to talk to you right before we run out of time about the Food Safety Enhancement Act as well. But we're starting our conversation by focusing on the renewable fuel standards that are part of the EPA. Now, under Trump, the EPA is supposed to become a little less, shall we say, involved. Is this an example of that, do you think?
Well, you know, I'm not sure we can answer that question yet, Doug. I think, you know, we'll have to wait and see. This is a little bit troubling just because certainly campaign, on the campaign trail, Trump was very supportive of ethanol and renewable fuels, and it ties very nicely into his Buy American kind of messaging. Sending the signal with the lower signals on biodiesel in particular and advanced fuels doesn't really kind of mesh up with that same message. So we'll have to see what else they do in terms of ethanol and biofuels in general, but I think the jury is still out.
So, but in terms of Trump being sort of a New York businessman, how connected do you really? I felt that when he appointed Sonny Perdue to the job of Secretary of Agriculture, it was the last appointment. He didn't seem to really be that enthusiastic. I mean, Perdue has some good traits and probably some things that are distracting to a lot of farmers. But is it that Trump is engaged, disengaged, or is he really interested, or is he leaving these sorts of things to other people in his administration, really?
Well, again, I'm not sure that we have all the answers. We have a lot of concerns, right? Because we do hear the positive things that come out of the White House, right, in terms of trying to reach out to rural America, trying to make sure. I think the appointment of Sonny Perdue was actually a positive thing so far. That's, you know, somebody who has a background in agriculture, who certainly has a lot of experience. I think that's really positive. And his messaging, it continues to be positive. But the troubling side is proposals that are coming out, whether it's on health care, whether it's this biofuels production, whether it's response and other measures out there. I mean, rural America is really hurting right now, with, as you well know, with lost jobs, struggling with the farm economy. There's a lot of challenges right now, and I think folks maybe are growing a little short on patience and want to see some action.
Well, action is important. That's why he was put in there. And, you know, there's some surprising things that are going on, some stuff that was expected to be sure. And I just think that that there is – it's signs. Everybody's looking for signs. Remember that old song, Signs, Signs, Everywhere There Are Signs? And in this case, how he gets involved or the administration gets involved with the EPA, which we all think – has become way too involved in our lives. And I wonder what the National Farmers Union is doing in general about trying to curb the foolishness with water regulations. I don't bring in the Food Safety Enhancement Act because that's not an EPA thing. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Sure. Well, the EPA specifically, look, there is no doubt there's been overreach in regulations and so forth. We farmers are the first conservationists, right? They want to protect their land.
Yep.
And so forth. So with that idea in mind, you know, some of the early, again, messaging out of the new EPA is positive, and perhaps we can get some more common sense in some of the regulations. But we're still waiting for some of those actions. We've had early action on waters of the U.S. We're a little troubled here on biofuels. So we're continuing to watch very carefully and keep our conversations going with EPA to make sure that you know, farmers rely on common sense every day, and we hope we can find one part of the government that can agree with that.
28 past the hour. The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty that costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance-free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A one-year money-back guarantee with The Wave. Ask about The Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride the Wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
In today's Audubon News, Jaguar is testing the E-Pace in some of the world's most demanding environments, from the freezing Arctic Circle to the dust and heat of Dubai. The Jaguar E-Pace has been subject to a diverse testing program to ensure it's a driver's car and an entertaining performance SUV as well. Jaguar unleashed hell and high water to ensure that the Jaguar E-Pace performed as designed on varying road surfaces and diverse weather conditions. For our AutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
The new Lucky Charms shake at Burger King is a mix of hand-spun soft serve, Lucky Charms cereal pieces, and memories of watching cartoons in your PJs. Relive your childhood in a cup. The new Lucky Charms shake now only at Burger King restaurants. Also, try the Fruit Loop shake. Shakes available for a limited time. Participation varies.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
At the hour now, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, one of them, one of us, if you will. We're having a conversation about various things that are on the plates of the folks that are running the National Farmers Union. I have said many times before, when we have been joined on this program by various people, including Roger Johnson, who's the president of National Farmers Union, I'm a member, belong to National Farmers Union, New England Farmers Union. It speaks for me and my interests, and I say it lovingly, constructively. I used to, as a kid, grew up on farms that were all members of the American Farm Bureau, Mass Farm Bureau, Massachusetts state I live in, but they are just too tied to the big, huge agribusinesses, and it doesn't serve our purposes. It doesn't serve mine anyway. So I'm happy to have Rob LaRue here, who's the Vice President of Public Policy at the NFU. They've been working, I think, well over 100 years, Rob, now to protect the well-being, the quality of life for family farmers and ranchers, rural America, the stuff that this program is all about. So we were talking about biofuels. We were talking about renewable fuel standards. That's one of the things that farmers are interested in. How about the healthcare debate? A lot of people, I know the National Farmers Union has taken a strong position here, urging Congress to consider what we all are concerned about, and that's health care reform. And, of course, this isn't a health care bill at all. It's an insurance bill. So it doesn't really speak to how to take better care.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Educate people. So where is the National Farmers Union on this? What do we need to be aware of at this point?
Well, first of all, Doug, I would say that, you know, you're probably not going to be surprised that at a lot of Farmers Union meetings across the country, beyond the state of economy and so the farm economy and so forth, the number one thing that always gets brought up is healthcare cost.
Right.
Whether it's the cost of our premiums, the coverage that we're getting, or things that aren't covered, and just, you know, these costs are out of control and so forth. So in a lot of areas, you know, this is a huge concern. And of course, the reason why it's even more important now is with those extra costs and so forth, if you are struggling, with low commodity prices or low, milk prices, and so you're needing to cut somewhere in your budget because you're not making ends meet, healthcare, unfortunately, is one of those areas, that can go pretty quick, and that's not good for anyone. So what we do is, as we are looking at the healthcare debate in Congress that's going on right now, one of the first questions we're asking is, what is the proposal doing to improve the state of healthcare? How many more folks are going to be covered by insurance, and what are they doing to kind of help with the cost? And unfortunately, the proposals that we've seen are going and moving us in the wrong direction.
Zero, 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 and zero to all of those points. Yeah.
So we have very actively opposed the proposal that was in the House, in the Senate most recently. That's falling apart on its own right now. But, again, this is not good for rural America. It's not good for healthcare generally. And I'm not very aware of very many people who supported the proposals.
Well, they can't even get the old, as bad as the Republicans think the old Obamacare is, they can't even get enough votes to kill that before they replace it with this one, which is worse in almost every respect. I don't like to think that the government is big brother and here to help us, and whether we need a single-payer plan or whatever it is that we need. In my mind, what we need more of than anything else is education on prevention, not on fixing the problem after you get sick, but how do you keep yourself from being sick? This, for me, and the way the breakdown becomes very clear and visible, is you realize that these people in Washington are not speaking to your need, my need, farmers' needs. They're speaking to their own needs, because the insurance industry really supports heavily with campaign contributions most of the senators and the representatives in the House, and certainly the people that are on various committees that have a large say in what's going on. So we're not getting a fair shake. You're not likely to get a fair shake until there's campaign finance reform. I've said many, many times what we should have is congressmen walking around town like the NASCAR drivers and have jackets on and have all the people that have given to their campaign. All right? Isn't that a good idea?
Certainly that would be more transparent, wouldn't it?
Yeah, right. And then you wouldn't have this. I mean, the health care debate is nonsense. And here's where Trump has really fallen down. And the people, I don't know who he's listening to, frankly, but in this group, he's not listening to the right people, because they would, if you really want to change it, you nuke what they came up with and start over again with a bill that aims to prevent people from getting sick. And, you know, take care of the ones who already are. And then how do you keep the people coming along from becoming a burden on all of us as taxpayers?
Right.
I don't know that's that.
Well, you know, and from our point of view, you know, one of the bigger problems with the proposals that are going on here is that the way that they're designed, it disproportionately hurts rural America and rural folks who need coverage, because that's a higher risk pool, right? There are fewer people, so there's no competition in the marketplace. So prices are high anyway, and then this does nothing to improve that situation and actually makes it worse, makes it harder for older folks to get affordable coverage, and actually hurts beginning farmers too. It's we're not sure where the winners are in this.
There aren't any.
Yeah.
You're not sure where they are because there aren't any. Everybody loses. This is the worst thing. The idea of curbing or creating a different bill that would focus on health is a great idea. Obamacare has been a disaster. So what, you're going to make it worse? And the common sense is missing here. Either that or Trump's listening to too many of these people like Bannon, who I thought was out the door, but apparently he's not. So he's still messing around, and, you know, there just is, it's frustrating, isn't it? It's got to be.
Well,
for you guys,
I mean, you know, for all the challenges with our current system, the proposals that have been mentioned so far make the situation worse, not better.
Yep. So. Right. And that's it. So the idea here, if you follow Rob's advice, I certainly speak to my congressmen, representatives, and I'm not shy about getting to the senators either, even though I don't like either one of them. But they need to hear from you, and it needs to be in the form of an email or a letter. Phone call is good as well, whatever, but you need to be telling people. And I think maybe that's what they're hearing is these voices when people say, this health care bill is terrible,
yeah,
and that's why they're not getting anywhere with it. You can't, you know, it doesn't improve a damn thing.
No, I think people are getting involved, and that's helpful. We need more of that.
Mm. All right. In a moment, another one of these boondoggles in the form of the Food Safety Enhancement Act. Let's find out where the National Farmers Union is on that. Rob LaRue with Doug Steffen at 42 past the hour. People who are serious about their health are focused on Superbeats. This is the Superbeats 101. Superbeats will affect your blood pressure in a positive way. How does it work? It's nitric oxide coming to you from all-natural, non-GMO beets. They get dried, they get powdered, you get it in a canister. And if you haven't gotten in on the Superbeats movement, you can get a bonus 30-day supply free right now when you order online at DougLikesBeets.com. Or you call 800-655-4183. I cannot emphasize enough how amazing your energy will be and how good this is to get blood to every part of your body, your muscles, your brain, every single speck of your body taken care of better with good, strong blood flow that you get naturally from Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
45 past the hour now, continuing our focus on solutions, talking about problems in Washington. National Farmers Union is great at representing the interests of family farmers. That's why I belong. This is not an ad. They're not paying me to say this. I just think that for my purpose is what I do on my farm. These people are the ones that best serve our interests, because you had to have, one way or another, you got to have a voice in Washington. And I thought it was interesting, as, you know, I'm looking, Rob, at some of the things going on with the voices of farmers strongly opposed to the food safety regulations. A lot of concerns and meetings with senators and congressmen. I know you've met with dozens of people when it comes to discussing the effects of the Food Safety Modernization Act. Farmers, first of all, this is a great example, a wonderful example, frankly, of a bill that was completely unnecessary, solving a problem that doesn't exist, and yet it has, you know, whatever political push there is behind it, it certainly didn't come from any of us. Because we know the right way to do things, and to add layers and layers of bureaucracy, which is what Trump, I'm surprised they haven't, the Trump people, if you listen to their rhetoric, they all are against these sorts of things. So why not just stop it in its tracks? Has that been discussed at all?
You know, there's been a little bit of that kind of discussion, but I think, you know, at least from our perspective right now, in addition to making sure that we are relaying all the concerns, and you're right, there are a ton of major concerns from our produce growers, in particular, who are already struggling with their financial margins, right? And just the day-to-day challenges that exist on the farm. And so, you know, with all these extra burdens, it's going to be a real problem.
Well, under this, what is there that's necessary in this? And I try to read between the lines when I look at this thing. At first, when it came to the surface a couple of years ago, I was incensed by this incursion, but it was typical of what the government was like at the time. That is, they want to get into everybody's pants and everybody's head and everybody's lives. And yet, when you look at these things, it not only challenges small farmers, it puts many of them out of business. And why is there anything other than agreement with that when you talk to the senators and representatives who pass this stuff? It's like they're under the, it's like witchcraft when you get right down to it. The hold that some of these people in the FDA have on senators and congressmen, for God's sakes, they work for you. You're not working for them.
Yeah. So I think, you know, in general, not this rule in particular, right? Everybody wants safe food, right? And, you know, as we've been discussing, there sometimes is a lack of common sense here in D.C. So if we don't have a program that with a lot of regulations in it, why don't we create one? What we are focused on here at National Farmers Union with our small family farmers in particular is because we are still a few years away from implementation here.
Right.
We are doing everything possible right now to make sure that the rules which are being written kind of from the standards of the really big guys, if you will, who have many more resources to actually pay for folks to make sure that they're in compliance and so forth. How can we translate that into something that actually makes sense and kind of, as you put it, is simply endorsing the practices that a lot of producers are already using, those common sense ways to make sure that our produce is handled safely and so forth, without all the burdensome work that comes with it. We're hopeful there. We're trying to, like, fill this niche where there just really isn't anything out there right now that's targeted towards explaining this thing to begin with to those smaller family farmers and letting them know what it will take to actually comply with it.
Can you stop it? Can you slow it down? Can you fix it so that it really has some common sense attached to it? American public, by the way, the people who use our foods are the ones who are going to take it in the neck because ultimately they're going to pay more for the food.
Sure.
And that'll come when you put small farmers out of business. The big guys come in like they do with any consolidation move. The prices go up, 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 and up, and the quality goes down, down, down. And that's the direct effect, in my opinion, with this Food Safety Enhancement Act.
Doug, I would simply say hopefully we can make this actually workable and a common sense approach for the small, you know, the true kind of family farmer that we're actually targeting here. And if not, certainly a delay. And if a delay isn't possible, then we'd have to look at something else.
Yeah.
We have to find a solution.
Yeah, and that's the idea here, solutions to problems. Those of you who do not know about the National Farmers Union, go to the website, nfu.org. NFU.org, and consider supporting the family farmers that are already members. This is an organization run by the members. Membership is that's the group that decides whatever the policy positions are. The group does, and that's the way it needs to be. Rob, thanks for being here. Rob LaRue from the National Farmers Union at 10 before the hour.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to address in my commentary something that actually came to me from a listener who's listening to 94.3 in Cobleskill, the other arm of WSDE, which is at 1190, a station that I used to own, in fact, and the folks that are there that are still running the station doing a great job, and I can say that not only because I'm there, but the kind of information that comes in this program is very relative and relevant to the people who live in areas around our country like Cobleskill in central New York, all over New York State, Pennsylvania. You can go all over the country. Every state has an area, some more than others, that are completely agricultural. Even though we have fewer people on the farms, we still have tons of land, and we need to have more, frankly, to keep ourselves well fed. So this lady sends me a note, and it reads, "Dear Doug, I'm a retired special education teacher. Worked until age 73 to save for retirement after establishing a nice home, educating two sons who now have good lives. I heard Ron Paul describing the downfall of our American currency, economy, and food supply, which he claims is coming soon. As a farmer and an intelligent citizen, how do you feel about this? I love your show. Listen through the station 94.3. I live north of the station in Fulton County in a rural area. Ron Paul claims that buying silver and keeping money out of banks is wise. I'm a wary, so I find it confusing to believe a lot of things. So she asked me to hear my take on this. Are Americans as stupid as he says?" I think some Americans are not smart. Let's put it that way. And some Americans are very smart. Some farmers are very smart. Some are not. Some farmers are very good, some farmers are not. That's just the way it is. We have people who are superlative human beings in some ways, not so good in other ways. We have some good farmers. We have some good broadcasters. We have a lot of good. And then we have some mediocrity, and then we have people who are not so good. I'm aware of what Ron Paul says because I'm a supporter of his. Sometimes some of the things that are said by some of these folks get grabbed by people who are trying to make some money on it. The fact that Ron Paul has a newsletter, he describes what America's next crises, that is plural because there are a lot of things he thinks that are going on. He said, the way you live, work, travel, retire, and invest in America, everything is going to change. Some of it in ways most people do not expect. This next period is going to be particularly tough on seniors and anybody relying on fixed income or money from the government. Trouble is coming. Well, he does say that. And I think, you know, in terms of the relativity of all of these things, yes, life changes. And so not to short circuit what Ron Paul is saying, because, again, full disclosure, I've been very supportive of him and his campaigns. But I think sometimes these things are taken out of context. People who say things, they have a microphone in front of them in Washington and they're speaking about this, and some reporter will ask them, what's the story on this, that, or the other thing? So do you take it literally? The way you live, work, travel, retire, and invest in America is going to change? Yes. Everything changes. It's been changing and will continue to change. The way we live is affected by things like what goes on the American family farm. And the fact that we have so much influence in government from the people who make the rules in these agencies come from the big businesses that they're supposedly supervising. And the best example was the gentleman who was just on talking about the Food Safety Enhancement Act. And what you don't know is that the people who wrote the Food Safety Enhancement Act were all people from Monsanto and that ilk who have become bureaucrats. They volunteer their service. They get jobs at the FDA or the USDA. They change rules and regulations, then they go back to where they came from after they've changed the rules and regulations to benefit them. And that's really what we have. That problem is something that really needs to be addressed. And so, but does Ron Paul have something here when he talks about how the food supply is going to change? Yeah, the Food Safety Enhancement Act is a miserable, it's a curse on American farmers. And it's more a curse on you, locavores, or whoever's using our food. The food supply is going to be screwed up badly by the requirements of the Food Safety Enhancement Act. It is not there to fix the problem, which didn't exist in the first place. It's there to create problems for small farmers. And you figure that out when you figure out who is responsible for putting that all together. That's my opinion.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.